when sickness set in is when one of the organs do something other than what Jesus purposed it to do. That's what a problem is. Now, for our human bodies, we know deterioration takes place because as we live, you know, the body deteriorates. The reason why Jesus designed it that way is because we get new bodies in heaven, one that cannot deteriorate. That ought to make you want to go to heaven right there.
Amen.
Amen. So don't take this wrong. I'm not talking about the deterioration of the body. I'm talking about if one of these decide I'm going to do what I want to do. You're going to have a dysfunctional body,
yeah.
And sickness is going to take place.
Yeah.
And if the dysfunction doesn't stop, it's going to cause other organs to also dysfunction, which means the body is on its way to death. So what kills the church, the body of Christ, is when folk start doing what they want to do.
All right.
And not do what has been designed by God, who is the what? The head of the church, to do. It's really impossible, because notice here that this total body is connected to its head. Now, what I've noticed here is whatever the head, the brain, tells the body to do, can I tell you something? It takes all of the bones. It takes every part of this body to get it done.
That's right.
Yes.
For instance, there's a signal that just been sent to my brain to walk over to this keyboard. It took my entire body to do.
Yeah.
Do y'all see a piece of me over there?
No.
So the church has to work together.
That's right.
To accomplish God's purpose for her. Whenever the church begins to operate independently of everyone else, you cannot accomplish God's will and goal for your life.
That's right.
You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. We're not in a position, because as I walk over here, wherever I go, my whole body goes. It takes all of me. It takes all of me. As I am talking to you, as I am teaching us, my whole body is engaged in that. I need everything here. I need my lungs.
Yeah.
I need everything, because let me tell you something. If God forbid, if my lungs quit working, I can't do what I'm doing now.
No.
Something has shut down on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, somebody. So I need every portion of this body, everything that I do. If I'm going to pick up this table, my whole entire body must engage in order for me to pick this table up successfully. It is easier for me to pick this table up with two hands than it is with one. See, it's throwing some extra weight on a part of my body that God says, no, I didn't design that. Yeah, I gave you another hand. Why are you not using your other hand? You're working a side. You're working a part of your body. You're going to wear it out because you put all of the stress and tension on one part of your body. Why don't you use the, why are you trying to leave a portion of your body? Use your other hand. When I use my other arm, it becomes so easy. So then, if the church is going to accomplish God's will for her life, everybody must engage. Everybody. Let me tell you something. We gotta stop the church. We gotta stop saying, I'm not gonna work with that. I'm not gonna work with this. How then does the church grow? Because where there is unhealthiness, growth stops. There is not one scripture in the Bible that says pray for growth. Not one. You don't believe me? Do some Bible study with me. There's not one scripture. Because God knows all you got to do is be healthy. If you're healthy, growth is automatic. All you gotta do is be healthy. So when we're healthy, growth is automatic. So what stops growth? Unhealthiness.
Amen.
Unhealthiness. When there is unhealthiness, the body stops. The growth stops. But in order for growth to take effect, the body must be healthy. Now, what keeps the body healthy when it comes to a spiritual sense? Can I tell you? Peter talks about it. He said, we desire the sincere milk of the word. Watch this. That we may grow thereby. So God says, the more you protect the word, the more you're going to grow. Not just in terms of numbers, but you're going to grow in your spirit. You're going to grow. You're going to become one of those macho Christians in the spirit. Why? Because you desire. Let me tell you something. You can test yourself. We can test ourselves right now. How much do I love the word of God? Because it was Peter that said, we, the Christian, the church, desire. What do you desire, Peter? We desire the sincere. What is sincere? Honestly, truth. We desire the sincere milk, the simplicity. Milk, simplicity, nothing tough, nothing rough, nothing hard. But the simplicity, the milk of the word, that we may what? Grow thereby. One of the things that the devil will do to get you off track and to get us, off track and disconnected is that he'll always, let me tell you something, he'll always lure us away from Christ so that he can take possession, and the luring of us is not anything that takes place right now. It's gradual. You don't even see it coming. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, you're so far out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it was last year, I think it was. I think it was last year. My daughter wanted me to take her to the beach. And so we go to the beach, and I'm in the water with her, partways, And before I knew it, I looked back, and I was so far from shore. I didn't walk out there. I don't know how I got out of there. But I know, I'm like, wait, whoa, we too far? Come on, we too far? Yeah, yeah. The current just gradually. See, that's danger, because I ain't gonna lie to you, I can't swim a lick. And that's all right. That's all right, because I believe, Tremaine, if God wanted me to swim, I would be a fish rather than you. All right. Y'all better say something up here. All right. So I'm not taking no swimming lessons. I'm not doing anything. I'm not a fish. Now, I'm not hating on you if you do, but I can't swim, so I say, God said, now look, you got to have common sense. No, you can't swim, so you don't need me going out here. But the devil said, oh, man, please, enjoy the water, man, enjoy. And he eased me right out there to get me to a point where it was beyond return. But something in me said, look back. And when I look back, no, we're too far. See, that's what happens when you are connected to Jesus. Even though he tries in a subtle way to push us far from Christ, but if you got Christ in you, you look back and say, whoa, wait a minute. I'm drifting. Yeah, I'm drifting. Bible study is not important to me anymore. Worship service is not important. I'm drifting. Praise and worship is not important anymore. Why? I'm drifting. Being a part of ministry is not important to me no more. Why? I'm drifting. When you're connected, you got to be there. That's why David said, he says it like this. He says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go. I was glad. Why? Because he was connected. And you can't be connected and don't want to go to church.
Amen.
I'm just telling you the truth. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You can't be. You can't be. There is something that says, get up. And when you miss, there's something that says, Lord, there's something missing today.
Yeah.
Anybody ever been there?
Yeah.
There is something missing today. My God, there is something. I ain't talking about what I just thought about. about winning any service. That ain't nothing, because I can think about what we in service and say, I'm glad I'm not there. But when I think, you know, when there's a void, man, you miss something. There's a void. There is something that you're used to doing in terms of ministry. And when you're not able to do it, there's a void. You know, I'm missing something. I got to get there. Why? Because if I'm connected to the head, how then can I be connected to the heavenly church? And I'm all right with not going to church. That's the problem. That can't be true. But the enemy will try to make me believe that. Okay, so that I can get so far out there until he says, I got you. I got you. So, healthiness has to do with understanding, all right, that all of me must work together to accomplish that I need to accomplish. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
See, that's why you can't hook up with folks. When I say hook up, I'm talking about friendship, co-workers, whatever the case may be. Now, let me explain that. You can't hook up with folk that's going to push you in another direction. Because a part of this body here is that you want folk that's going to help you stay connected.
Yes, that's right.
Huh?
Yes.
There's some folk at work I just refuse to dialogue with in terms of engaging with. Because I already know what the enemy can use them to do to me.
Yep.
Is, hey, how you doing? And goodbye. Because at the end of the day, you fool with them, you're gonna become disconnected because you're gonna get outside of your element.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you act like you don't know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
But there's some folk you just can't. Because saint where you pass, but can't nobody make you do anything. No, they cannot. But the devil can sure tempt you.
Oh yeah.
He sure can tempt you. Y'all gonna be tempted? Don't say that lie now, he can sure tempt you. And depending on where your spirituality is, he'll get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Satan will only tempt us with stuff that he knows we like. You don't have to bother with Satan. Let me tell you something. Satan don't mess with anybody. Satan, let me tell you something. He's not going to introduce you to anything that's not appealing to you. That's not attractive. That apple was attractive. Well, excuse me, I'm sorry, it wasn't an apple. That forbidden fruit was attractive to you. That's how he was able to get it. The Bible said when she saw that it was good. That's how if he wasn't attracted to her, he wouldn't have gotten her. But he knew what to introduce to her, like he knows what to introduce to you and I. See, on Sunday morning, say all kind of holy folk have been here. Now, where's the benediction? Y'all don't want to talk real to me. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how sane you are. If you're not careful, he will get you caught up. And I'm going to tell you something about being caught up. Once you in that net, it's so hard. It's so hard to break free. You know why? Because the enemy will tell us all kinds of reasons of why we ought to remain where we are. Come on. Because his goal is to keep us separate from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But when you got something in you, you got to realize, what did Jesus say? I think I put it on Facebook as one of the inspiration. He says, Independence Day, whom the Son sets free. You can't get free until Jesus sets you free.
That's right.
You can't get free until Jesus sets you free. And how does Jesus set me free? He don't come down through the roof of Mount Sinai and say, okay, God, you're delivered. Let me tell you how he does it. He does it through a transformed mind.
Yes,
right. Be transformed by the renewal. You gotta walk out here today with a new mindset. But wait a minute now, that what I did yesterday and last week, that I'm not doing anymore. I'm just gonna switch mindsets. Because if the mindset remains the same, I don't care how you dance and worship, I don't care how often you come to church tired up and you leave tired. Why? Because the mind is stuck. Yes. And you got a stuck mind.
Yes.
Y'all better say something over here. You got a stuck mind, man. You can't be free. I don't care. You can go to all kinds of 12, 13, 14, 15 steps. Step all over the world. Do it all you want to do. Until you change your mind, y'all say mind, please. Until you change your mind, your way of thinking, okay? Nothing will change. So I'm trying to get us to understand. I don't care. I've been there. I don't care how often you